Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, do you guys love sports? I think that's yes, because there's so many sporting activities that you can love. So it's not just basketball, not just football, not just soccer. There's so many different activities out there. And what we're talking about today is, you know, traveling for those sports-themed activities. Instead of just saying, well, you know, I'm going to see the Falcons play in New Orleans, hey, why not check out the whole city? So sports-themed vacations really can exist, Olivia.
You can build a whole trip around a single game.
You really can, and you can try the food, you can try, you know, the different attractions in the city, walking tours, all of those things. Hey, don't let those things, you know, be missed while you're just only focusing on the sporting event. But now, Olivia, you've done some really, really great research, so I want us to talk in this segment about some of the great sporting events that you found coming up in 2018. So you have a whole year, you guys, to plan and prepare to go to some of these events. We're just giving you kind of the bucket list of great sporting events that maybe you should consider for events that are coming up.
Yes, these are some of the greatest sporting events in the world that many people consider, you know, you should go, try to go at least once in your life. And first one is 24 Hours of Le Mans. And this is a automobile race. And the first one took place in France in 1923. So it's been around for a very long time.
Wow, yeah.
And what you see there is around 46 cars. They vary from high-performance vehicles to kind of old-fashioned street cars. So if you're into cars, it's a great event to plan for as well. And each car has a team of three drivers, and whichever team covers the greatest distance in the French countryside in 24 hours wins the race.
Wow.
So the race is held every June, so you can plan maybe for next year. Mm-hmm. In the French countryside, you can imagine it's very beautiful there. So
You
can stay there, or you can, you know, make a whole trip out of it and stay in Paris and take the train out to the event, because, you know, it's a 24-hour event. So I'm sure you won't be sitting in your seat for 24 hours straight.
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of fun,
yes,
a lot to see over those 24 hours. And the great thing, too, like you mentioned, you can stay in Paris. You can make really a great trip out of this. And the Eurorail, the train system in Europe, is so great, so fantastic that you could really get a couple of cities in. So this is definitely, this is one I'm going to give a thumbs up to, because even if you're not into cars, I say make this a great excuse for wanting to go and go to Paris and check them out. But who isn't into cars in some form of fashion? Because you mentioned old-fashioned cars too.
Absolutely. And if you want to take in more of the French countryside, there's Colmar, which is filled with brightly colored homes on those cobblestone streets and lots of canals. You can take a canoe trip down the canal, or you can sit at a waterside cafe. I mean, it sounds so elegant and glamorous in France.
It sounds romantic.
Yes.
You know? So you could take your, you know, your guy along. So are you going to plan that one?
A romantic trip.
A romantic trip.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And there's the excitement of the race, too.
Well, yes, excitement of the race. We have to get back to that. I'm getting excited about all the other things that you can do. But yes, there is the race as well.
Yes. And then looking forward, it's probably too late now to get tickets to the 2018 Winter Olympics, but maybe build some inspiration for the future. They will be held in Pyeongchang, South Korea. So, and South Korea is a beautiful place too. My best friend lives there, and she tells me about it all the time.
Well, see, I'm surprised you're not planning to go to that and just kind of hang out, maybe.
Maybe go to Seoul and just kind of, like, peer into Pyeongchang.
Well, you know, during the Atlanta Olympics, there were a lot of people that were just here to be part of all of the excitement. So although you may not have tickets, there's so many other things that are going on. And you're just here in the atmosphere, in the energy, the spirit of all those things that are going on. And I remember there were all these pin trading tents that were set up, you know, during the Olympics. So even fun things like that. Now, I don't know, South Korea is a long way to go if you don't have tickets, but there's so many great things to do in South Korea. And if you're there during the Olympics, you can still say you went.
Absolutely. And I imagine, you know, it's just as memorable to go to like a local restaurant and watch the events on TV surrounded by locals, surrounded by people from all over the world. So that's an experience as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But of course, there's enough time, you know, now to plan for the 2020 Olympics, which will be in Tokyo, Japan, one of my favorite cities.
It seems like an amazing city. And while you're in Tokyo, you can check out the Tsukiji Market, one of the largest fish markets in the world. The Tokyo National Museum, which is Japan's oldest and most expansive museum. And Japan has a really, you know, long storied history there. And there's also the National Museum of Emerging Science and Innovation, which I bet will be cool to check out too.
And you definitely want to check out their National Gardens, which of course will be filled with cherry trees. Hopefully, you know, maybe they'll be in bloom at the time. But there are a couple of travel tips also, too, for the Olympic Games. You want to definitely make sure that you buy tickets before anything else and be honest with yourself about how many events you can attend, because there are a lot of things that are attached to the Olympics. So think of that budget, because there will be other things, the cost of the airplane ticket, hotel stays. We talked about transportation earlier in the show. So all of those things do play into these sports-themed vacations.
Right, and it looks like you're able to attend about 2 to 3 events each day on average if you stay for the full event. So if you're willing to leave an event early or come to another one late, you might be able to squeeze in more, but that also depends on your budget as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And definitely want to check and see if you need to get any immunizations or any vaccinations or things like that before heading out as well. Health number one.
Absolutely. And the Tokyo tickets are likely to go on sale in early 2019. They're expected to range from $175 to $1,050 per person, depending on your seating and the event.
I'll take the $175 tickets, please. Thank you. Now, World Cup, what about that?
Yes, the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup in 2018, next year will be held in Russia. And so after the qualifications, the final tournament will involve 32 teams from around the world. And they'll be playing in 12 different venues across 11 cities in Russia. The final match will be on July 15th in Moscow. And Moscow is a great place to check out architecture if you're a big fan of architecture. You can see the St. Basil's Cathedral, noted for that iconic kind of bonfire design with the colorful patterns on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Moscow Zoo is really big, home to 6,000 animals. So that's another attraction you can check out there, too.
Well, one of my favorite spots in Moscow is Red Square, and just to walk around that area. And there are a lot of really good street markets and things like that, too, that you can find in Moscow. We can pick up a lot of kind of cool crafts. So it's a really, really great city to do some other things other than the World Cup. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, everybody talks about going to the Super Bowl at least one time in their lifetime. So we have the Super Bowl coming up next year in Minneapolis.
Yes, next year on February 4th. And I guess I should talk to some Super Bowl travelers, see if they, you know, do they buy their tickets before they even know who's going to be playing? Does it matter to them?
Well, I mean, if you're a diehard football fan, absolutely, you know, you're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So whoever's playing, you know, that's almost like second.
Yes.
So absolutely, you know, maybe we could check and see, you know, how they kind of make that decision. But I kind of think it's just going to the Super Bowl. And next year with it being in Minneapolis, there are a couple of things that you can do there. Of course, me, I love shopping. So I would check out the Mall of America, which is one of the largest venues and places for you to visit. They actually consider it an attraction.
There are over 500 stores in that mall and 25 different rides and attractions that you can check out. And if you're into nature, Minneapolis is a beautiful place for that. Even in winter, in February, the Minnehaha Park has 193 acres of beautiful scenery and 53-foot-tall waterfalls.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the Super Bowl, definitely put that on your list. Now, tickets are available until postseason starts, and they're on a lottery system. So you definitely want to check out getting those tickets and make sure you get in, you know, you get in there and get those tickets set up. Now, we're coming on to the end of this segment again. Olivia's going so fast. But now, what about the Masters? I think everybody wants to at least say that they've been to the Masters.
Yes, and that's another event that has a lottery system. And next year's Masters registration is already closed. So you'll have to plan for 2019.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All righty. But, you know, also, too, I think for people, it's a lot of fun to actually say that you've golfed on that course as well.
It's very exclusive.
It's very exclusive. So that might be a separate vacation that you could do.
Separate bucket list item.
Separate bucket list item that you can put on your list of things to do when you talk about traveling for sports and doing those kind of things. So anything else?
Well, luckily for us, the Masters is kind of a going local job because it's in Augusta.
It is. It is. And lastly, Wimbledon. I mean, in England, I know that's like the big thing, but we watch it on TV. But how great would it be if you could go and be there courtside?
And you can also check out Southwest London, a great, exciting city while you're there.
That would be really cool. Now, you guys, we got to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to bring on Dan Schlossberg. He's going to talk about the Braves. So if you're not inspired yet to travel, just stay local and go to a Braves game. He's going to inspire us to do that. We'll be back in a minute here on Travel Bags with Anita, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacation Cottages.